Rabbi Yisai, we spent a lot of time on the Hava Amina, the Gemara, and this will be the final shir on the sugya. We're going weiter to a brand new sugya on the next week. But I want to end with the following idea. The Gemara says, in analyzing Tolda de Karen, Elamau de Seima, I would have thought, Ki Polig Rachmana bein Tam Lamua, that which the Torah was mechalik between a tam and a muad. Honey mili betlusha. That's in a situation where the horns are not attached, are detached. Aval bechuberes. But when it's attached, ema kula muedesi. Maybe I would say it was totally muad. Toshma b'chor shor ader lo. That's why I need an additional pasuk, the pasuk from Vezois Habracha, to teach me that also the dinim of Karen apply to Karen mechuberes. Frak Taisis Akasha that we started already last week with the Briskerov, Taisis says, Mehechatis. Where do you get this from? If you're telling me that Karen, Tam and Muad, the chiluk of Karen and Tam, the properties of Karen, are only by Tlusha, so then what, says Taisis? So Mehechatis in Mechuberes. Where's your mucker for Mechuberes? And Tosis is a ganze tanz, and he dances and he says, what do you mean? It's impossible. Palgan is kaknasa, right? And we all filled in. And Tosis says, maybe we would have said that you would have had a yalfusa from Bor. And the end of the day, Tosis says, maybe I could have extrapolated from the other avos, and I would have said, Mechuberes learns from them. But if we focus on the kasha of Tosis, Tosis is bothered Rabbi Yisai with a basic fundamental question. How do you know this? L'choyer Karen Mechuberes should be Potter and Gans. Until you have a Yalfus and Toysis Teretz, it should be Potter and Gans. It should be Potter. It should be exempt. That's what got the ball rolling, Rabbi said to the Briskerov, saying, no, your whole starting point is wrong. There could be an opposite starting point. And if you introduce the riff, then I can answer Toysis Kasha. That was all that Lumdis. All Lumdis stemming from the same Toysis, different approaches, and that's what you always have to ask what the kasha is, what's the nekuda of the sugya, and then the lumdis flows like a stream. It's just, you gotta get the right kashas, the right foundation, and then the rest, the construction is not hard. Once the guys who came to build the foundation of the new house or the building built it in, then the lumdis, the cherry on top, is pashut simple. Comes along the Pnei Yoshua. And the Pnei Yoshua is Medayik and Rashi on this Gemara. And Rashi said, Abal Mechuberes Eima Kula Muedesi. Why? Rashi says, what's the distinguishing factor between Mechuberes and Tlusha? Two words. De Urche Hu. So, myself included, before I saw this Pnei Yoshua, Rabbi Yisai, I didn't think that this was very significant. Rashi was just giving me a svara and a difference of had... What? Okay. Next time, make it about the Pnei Yoshua. Rabbi Yisai, I didn't make a big deal about this Rashi. Rashi was just telling me, what is the logical difference between Mechuberes and Tlusha? One's more classic, one's not classic. Nothing earth-shattering. Zok teheilige Pnei Yoshua. Rashi was telling you something earth-shattering in just two words. But before I introduce the Pnei Yoshua, I want to introduce the Shita Mekubetzes v'Shem the Riva. Tosfos was bothered with Akasha. What's the mucker? How could it be when it comes to Karen Mechuberes that you're just going to say that he's chayev? Kula muedis, it's always going to be a mood, he's never going to be a tam. Mehechatesi frek Taisis, where? How are we learning from? What? What's the mocker? Taisis has it, from Bor or whatever, Taisis works on that kasha. Zokdoribo, what's the problem? What's the problem? Even a short tam eventually, what? After the third time, becomes a mood. So maybe the alfusa will be that we should learn from the mitzias of a shor mu'ud after the third time. I'd like to focus on that Shita Mekubetzes, and now come back to the Peyushim. Says, yeah. Shita Mekubetzes says there is a concept of Karen paying more. So I will say that every Karen Mekuberes is going to be like the fourth time post three of a Karen Plusha. Everyone with me?
Wait, one more time, sorry.
Since there is a Metzius of Karen paying Nezek Shalem Altsmuad after the third time by a Plusha, my mucker and my source for Muad by Karen Mechuberes will be from that situation of paying Nezek Shalem on the fourth time. Zokta Pnei Yoshua, Rashi, in those two words, the Urcheu, was saying, Agansi Yisoy. What was the Gansi Yisoy, the massive Chiddush, the Urcheu, that I read over this Rashi, I never knew what the Pnei Yoshua was saying. Rashi was saying, says the Pnei Yoshua, and he doesn't fully explain. Zokta Pnei Yoshua, Ubizibidivrei Rashi Elu de Urcheu, by Karen Mechuberes, T-Rates, Rashi, Kushyas, Hatoisis. Where's the Kasha? Where's the Teres? Where's the Shakla Vataria? What's Rashi say? So let's try to understand what the Pnei Yeshua, in my opinion, is saying. And perhaps we have a brand new Yisod and a whole fundamental Hakira in the Sefes Bava Kama, in the Nezach of Karen, and Kodesh. We know, Rabbi Yisai, that what's unique to Karen is that there's Tam and there's Mu'ud. Good? That's true. But is that a din? Does it have to be that way? Or is that just a result of the reality? What do I mean? So listen carefully. What happens by a tam he pays chatzi nezek? Rabbi say why? Because it's mashum. It's not classic. It's lav urcha. It's not normal for an animal to automatically start goring. So therefore, at the beginning, we're going to give him off because it's lav urcha, and therefore we're going to say he's going to pay chatzi nezek. Comes along a transformation in the life of this animal. And after three times, what Rabbi Yisai? We transform him to be a mu'ud. Why? So l'chayra, I would have said, because now he was megala to us, he revealed to us that his nature is that this is urcha. And now he should be no different than any other nezek. It's got to pay nezek shalem in full pledge, pay up for your derech and your mahalach in life of being a mu'ud. So the first three times I have a problem. I can't slap on Nezek Shalem or a din mu'ud because it's lav urcha. And therefore, after the three times, once he becomes a mu'ud, I remove that problem, I resolve that problem, and I slap on to be a mu'ud. That's Tom. Let's say I had a gilui. I had a way of knowing. In some way, shape, or form, I don't know, they came up with some app to figure out that this is Orche for this Kera, for this shore, on the first time to be Noigeach. What do you think, Rabbi Yisai? Should I pay Chatzi Nezek, or should I pay Nezek Shalom? That's my question. So Shiner wants, the question is as follows. Let's say I had an app on my phone that could reveal in some way, shape, or form that this animal, by the way, that you think it's lav urcha, it's really urcha. And this is normal. Would I pay Nezek Shalem or would I pay Chatzi? Not the das of a person. If a person that knew in some way, shape, or form that this was urcha already on the first shot, would he pay Tam, Chatzi Nezek, or would he pay Nezek Shalem? Sure. So Rabbi Yisai, that's my Shiloh. That's my Kushya. That's my Chakira. And lo and behold, Rabbi Yisai, I found, and Reb Shlomo Zalman directed me to this, that this is a machloikis rishayim. Where is this machloikis rishayim? Machloikis rishayim on daf tes vav amid beis. The Mishnah on daf tes vav amid beis says as follows: Hazev ari arba bardalis. These wild animals, Rabbi Isai. Hare elu what? What does the Mishnah say? Hare elu mu'adam mitchilosam. Thank you, Jeremy. They are mu'ad from the get-go, from their beginning. We don't have to wait for to transform them to be a mu'ad. Zot Rashi, Kepashtus, and Rabbi Isai, somebody help me with the Rambam. Come on, get me a Rambam. Anyone have a Rambam here in their back pocket? Zokt Rashi, Hare Eile Muadim Mitchilasam, Bein Beshein, Bein Beregel, Bein Bewhat? Bein Bekeret. Bein Bekeret. And Rashi is not alone, Rabbi Yisai. But the Rambam says it beferish. Where does the Rambam say it? Where is it, Rabbi Yisai? Nizik and Alevav? What does the Rambam say, Rabbi Yisai? Help me out, I don't remember. But he says Karen. He says Karen. All the cases of Karen. So what are Rashi and the Rambam telling us, Rabbi Yisai? Karen doesn't automatically have to mean that what? That you're going to be in a status of top. If you have a status of a Zeb, of an Ari, of a lion, that it's already Orche on the first time, what's the need?
Mu'ad.
Right away, Mu'ad. So Mimela, according to Rashi and the Ramba, what's the reason, classically, that a Karen has to pay Chatzi Nezek as a din of a Tav? Because in most cases where I'm outside of the Mishnah and Daftes Vav, I'm not dealing with wolves, I'm not dealing with lions, I'm dealing with classic animals. So to be Nogeach, a shore that is Nogeach, is not automatically Orche to be Nogeach. There's some nice shores in the world, but there are no nice lines in the world. That's the chiluk of the Mishnah. Aber Rabbi Yisai, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi and the Rambam. What is Tosfos that's really out of place? Rabbi Yisai, the Tosfos should be on Taftes Vavam Abiz, but it was placed in Shas on Taftes Zayin Amid Aleph. What does Tosfos say on Taftes Zayin Amid Aleph? Yeah, what does Tosfos say, Shiner?
He says that even these animals are only mu'ad
mitzchilasa for the nizikin of what? What app?
That are orchid.
Which is what? Shane. Regel. Not what? Not what, Schreschler? You forgot the word not.
Not Karen.
Very important word. It says, Tosfos, it's impossible. Even if you're in the world of a lion. Even if you're taking a girl to the Bronx Zoo and Nebuch Rachmano Litzlan, somebody left the cage unlocked. Hatzlocha. Rabboisai. Even if that's what happens, says Tosfos, guess what? That lion is not at fault. What do you mean it's not at fault? He's Orche. The Bronx Zoo has to keep him locked up. It's a lion, Lamaisa. So Tosfos, if he's biting, it's Karen, Alpidin, what is that? There's a haloche. Even if you have someone that is Orche on the first time, what does Karen synonymous with, Rabbi Yisai? First time is top. And I don't care what the situation is, I don't care what the status is, I don't care who you're talking about, Karen means top. It could be that originally it was formulated because of Orche and Lav Orche. But we don't make a difference and a distinction of every case whether it's Orche or not. Karen means Tom the first time. Moira, Rabbi Yisai. Moira, Rabbi Yisai. What, Lewis, you're not with me?
No.
Wasn't Tosu?
No, I don't think.
Moira, Rabbi Yisai. In Cain, let's take it back to the parish. Says the Pnei Yeshua something gevaldic. Rashi had an answer to Tosfos Kashi. Yeah, what?
Just a clarification.
Yeah.
So Rambam and Rashi, aren't they, when we're talking about the other animals, are we only talking about the other animals, that those animals are considered mu'ad from the beginning, but unlike anything that's not those animals, should be tam.
Correct.
Which would
correct. 100%.
Listen. So I don't understand what the
Rashi and the Rambam all said, although they were talking about other animals, because that is the situation where it's Zorah Pei, Rashi and the Rambam said there could be a concept of Keren being moored right away. Good?
So those are exceptions.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Tosfos says even that is not true. Good. Now let's take it. Yes? I'm Tezai. Take my word for it. Rabbeisai comes along a pshat in a hava mina gemara. Eima mechuberes kula muedesi, and this is the answer to Weschler's kasha, because we're trying Weschler focus, we're trying to explain a hava mina, which is not a din, which is not true maskana. But when the gemara wants to make a chilek in a hava mina, that maybe mechuberes will be kula muedesi. So we want to know, says Tosfos, where? How could that be? What's your mucker? Where's your source? We're in Keren. How could you slap on a chiyuv of muad right away, Nezek Shalin, when it comes to the parsha of Keren? Rabbi Sam, why is Tosfos so bothered? And why does Tosfos not find a solution to this question unless he can learn it from Bor? Because Keren, Balpi Din, has to be Tam. Even if you have the ability to take me to a case of a lion in a Bronx zoo, then it's Orche. It's still going to be Tom. Because that's synonymous with Karen. Rashi perhaps held not like that. Now the Pnei Yeshua does not support this with the other Rashi. I'm supporting it with the other Rashi. It's Rashi Lishitoso and Tosfos Lishitoso. That is what's going to be Megala to us. What? The Havamim of the Gemara. How could you even envision without a mocker, without a new source, without a yalfuso, the din that Karen, because it's Urche, because Mechuberes is more normal, Eima Mechuberes, because of Urche, that will give you a shame muad even by Karen the first time. You want to know how? Look at my sheet on Yom Tov. I don't hold that Karen by definition always has to be tam. It's just that we're being megala in general. That usually it's Tom, but if you don't have that case, like a Zev Ariba Vardalis, you could have a mood from the beginning. That's not a stira to Karen. Abertoisis holds, no. It's a din. Every Karen is Tom until it's a mood. And what happens once it becomes a mood, Rabbi Isai? Listen to what Toisis holds, Rabbi Isai. Comes along Toisis and says, there is a chalois alpidin that transforms the shore from tam to moon. Means as follows. Let me explain to you what I'm trying to say. Rav Shlomo Hyman raises the following shaila, and this is a yesoid for negichas keren. When a shore gores three times, and he transforms after the third time to be a moon, is that just an umdina? Is that just an assessment that now we think the nature of the shore is different? But what happened in the following situation, Rabbi said? I know that this shore should have killed three times. But there was a nace from Shamayim that the guy who was supposed to kill happened to get away in the nick of time and was saved. If all it is an umdana, Rabbi said, and all it is just a giloy and a revelation of what? What the nature of the animal, it should be a mood if that guy had Hatzalah come and pick him up and had an ace from Shamayim, because ultimately this is a shore mood. But says the Gemara B'Shem Rav Ashi and the Gemara Baba Kama and Daf Mem Aleph that I put on your Mamakamos, says umdinas don't work for shore mood. You need negicha mamish. And if for whatever reason, even if it wasn't supposed to be like that, and nature, in Torah of the world working and continuing normally, it should have gored. I'll be din until he gores three times. You cannot change your status to a moor. Similarly, listen to this, Rabbis. There is a very important machlekes between Rebbe and Rashbag in the Gemara in Yevamos. Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel have the following machlekes. Rabbis, I am about to surprise you. But all of you have grown up knowing that the concept of chazaka is what? How many times?
Three.
Three times. Guess what? That is only the opinion of Rashbak. The opinion of Rebbe is that chazaka is already after what?
Two
times. And the Gemara there in Yevamos discusses the issue of katlonus, right? The issue of marrying a woman who the husband dies and then she wants to get married a few more times. When do we have the status of a chazaka that any guy she marries, she dies? Unfortunately passes away. And therefore she can't get married. Is it two times or three times? Similarly, the Gemara discusses situation where a child's brothers all died after the bris milah. So when do we have the situation that we now say, no more? Already when it's muchzuk already that this family is a hemophiliac family and they don't have the ability to have a bris milah because they're going to die from the hotzas dam, so we don't do a bris milah anymore. Is it after two brothers or after three brothers? That's the discussion, fascinating Gemara, in the Gemara in Yevamos, on Daf Samech. Samech Dalam Abay is going on to Samech. And then the Gemara quotes one other case about Nidus we're not going to talk about. We'll learn about it at the right time, Rabbi Yisai. And then the Gemara, and then, what?
Wouldn't be Mesir Snefesh.
It would be Mesir Snefesh. But the din is not to be Mesir Snefesh, and it's Kuaf Nefesh over there. So we want to know, when is it Kuaf Nefesh? Could be a fluke. So we only once it's Nikba, according to the Dinei HaTorah, that it's a Chazaka like this, and this summing up of this family. Rabbi Yisai comes along the Gemara and says there's another case of Chazaka. What's the other case of Chazaka?
Sure.
Opposite places. And Aleph, that this is not a debate between Rebbe and Rashbam. Everyone agrees, says Tosis, even the opinion of Rebbe that after two times a Chazaka, when it comes to Shor HaMuad, it's after three times. Why? In regular umdanos, in regular rules and regulations of chazaka, you would tell me that what? That after two times he's already changing his status? Apparently what? Becoming a shor muad is not just a guess about the nature of the status of this behema, but rather, as we would say, Rabbi Yisai, in lomdish terms, becoming a shor muad is a chalais din, that you transform from a tam to a muad. Not just at a destination to figure out what the nature, and we just don't know, and we're not clear about his nature. Tosis says, no, there's a status, there's a halacha called tam, and that's always, says Tosis, and then there's a status called mur. And Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to throw you one more raya. A gevaldig raya that's in Yon HaDiyon. I put a Noid of Yehuda on your marmakonis. I know none of you had time to get to it, but I'll just say it outside. It's good to look into, Rabbi Yisai. It's very unargay in Yon HaDiyon. Rabbi Yisai, there's a shaila in the Paiskim right now, in this man we're holding, and we're about to get out of this man that we're holding. Shleishim yoim after Shmini Atzeres. So for what's the din? Person doesn't know if he said Mashiv Aruach. What's the din?
Yes, after 30 days.
Before 30 days.
You have to repeat
Shmini Atzer. Says the Shulchan Aruch, b'shem the Marami Rutenberg, that there's an Eitzah, how to get out of this problem. Even within 30 days. What's the Eitzah?
Saying
it how many times?
90.
No? 90. 101 is how many times you should chazar shir. What's the number of Eitzah?
90.
What?
90.
90. Sadi Pong. The Chaz has been based on the 30 days, 3 times a day. 30 times 3. It's not true. You also done Musa. Okay, very good. I have answers from Kiva Eger, Masha Baruch, by Main. We're not going to get into that right now. Talk about that next show. Bye. So that's the cheshbon of 90 times, 30 times 3. 3 times a day. Mayor of Rabbeisa. Mayor of Rabbeisa. Comes along Rabbeinu Peretz, and Rabbeinu Peretz disagrees with the Marami Rutenberg. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes Marami Rutenberg that this works. Ask the Mogen Avraham, how could the Shulchan Aruch disagree with the Marami, Paskin like Marami Rutenberg? You look at the Gemara Bava Kama and Chavdal. This concept of taking something that should really be for 30 days, that now 30 days makes me what? I'm in the zone, I'm the hair bill, it's my normal reality, it's urche for me to say Mashiv Aruach Mardageshem. So Masumah, after 30 days, what? Mistama after 30 days, if you're a Mesupag, you probably what? You probably said it. That's Orche, that's normal. Says the Magen Avraham, where does Maran Mergen get this from? How do you know that you can take something that's supposed to be for 30 days and change it into one day, Shmini Atzeres, you start singing a song 90 times, Mechal Kelchaim Mashav Aruch, Mechal Kelchaim Mashav, that's what you're supposed to do. It's Maran Mergen. If you find someone mumbling on Shmini Atzeres, that's what he's doing. He's repeating this 90 times to take something that can span 30, 90 Shmona Esrei that he says Mashiv Aruch, and he could do it in one shot on one day, and now even within the 30 days, according to the Maharam Rumberg, he doesn't have a suffix because he's already Behergel that he does it. But ask the Magen Avraham, where'd you get that from? I'll tell you where I got it from. I got it from Gemara Malkol Kama. What does Gemara Malkol Kama Chadalit say? Machlekes Tanaim. Anyone saw this Machlekes Tanaim, everybody say? It's Machlekes or Mayor of Yehuda. I would stop Shir and let you guys see it, but Rabbi Sai, I want to go by there. I want to do more sugyas next week, so I'm just going to say it outside. Please see this Marmor Kindness, Rabbi Sai. It's Shmakin and Yehuda. Says the Gemara of Kamachov Dalit. Machlekes, Rabbi Mayor and Rabbi Yehuda, if a shor is Nageach, three times, does it have to be on different days? Or can it be all in one shot? Three times on one day. So Gemara has a Machlekes Tanan. Good. And the Gemara goes back and forth between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Zokt Rabbi Meir Asvare. He says, Im richek nigichosav, kiriv nigichosav lo kol shekin. If we're saying that he has a status of a mu'ad, that what? That if he distance even on different days, he gets a status of a mu'ad. So if he brings them to be closer in days and closer in time. Alachas kama vekama, that this shor should be considered a mu'ad if you did it one shot, three times in one day. Im richek nigechosav mu'ad havi, kiriv nigechosav lo kol shekein. Frek the Magen Avraham, yeah, but who do we paskin like? We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Meir. And we don't accept the svara of im kiriv nigechosav. So fret the Magen Avraham on Shulchan Aruch, your psak of taking the 90 times of Mashiv Aruach and plugging it into one day on Shmini Atzeres is a nice idea within the world of Rabbi Meir, but not within the world of Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Neid of Yehuda in his Chubas in Simin Chavav, right? Says the Neid of Yehuda in his Chubas, I don't agree with the Magen Avraham, and I come here to defend the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda agrees fundamentally to such a kal v'chomer. Such a svara is a glatt svara. It's a good svara. Im richek nigechosav, kiri nigechosav lo kol shekein. So what does Rabbi Yehuda argue with? There's a drasha when it comes to shor ha'mu'ad, that there's a certain seder hadvar, and in certain ways, and it's not just about a person, what he's accustomed to, and an umdana, and just revealing that you would have such a svara. But in the world of halacha, where it's just about being accustomed to something, like saying Mashiv Aruach, I want to know, is this my hergel, is this my teva? Would that be sufficient, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Zoktonai Rabbi Yehuda? Avadi would be true. The svara is glat. The svara is true. It's just that what? Becoming a shor mu'ad is not only about what? About hergel, about teva, about figuring out what his nature is. It's about a chaloy shei mu'ad, a transformation. Rabbeisai, it's not a gradual process. It's a brand new parsha. It's a new chiddush. Oh, so he happened to argue that the way a shor becomes a mu'ad is very mesudar, has to be on different days. It can't be on one day. But that's not necessarily going to be wrong in the area of what? Of Shmini Atzeres, of Mashiv Aruch Morad Hageshem. Even Rabbi Yehuda could agree to such a svara, and they weren't arguing fundamentally about the svara, about in the world of Hergel, about being Mekarev Lo Kol Shekein. Rabbi said, what do we see over here? We see a new addendum, a new Yisoid, building off of what we said in the last few shiurim, that Shor Mu'ad is not just a revelation of the nature of an animal, but it's a brand new parsha. It's a chiddush din. Ad kedei kach, the Tosfos says, if you're not mazik the right people, Or if you're a mazik, a shor shel hefker, even though I know that's your nature, because the animal doesn't know if this is ownerless or not. Still, you didn't click into the parsha. There's credentials to get into this parsha of being a shor mu'ud. It's not just about, once you did it, you revealed to us what your nature is. So therefore, Tosfos says, by definition, Karen has rules. Karen has rules that the first three times is ta, and the fourth time is mu'ud. And everyone agrees when it comes to shor, because there's a seder hakosu. There's a way that this chiddush is processed. And even Rebbe will subscribe to the three times, even though in the world of chazakas and umdunas, Rebbe holds that two times is enough. So therefore, Tosfos says, no matter what the case is, even if it's an Ari, if you're talking Karen, you're talking Tam. And there is no case of Karen without Tam. Therefore, Tosfos struggles with the idea of Mechuberis being moored on the first time. Masha'en King, perhaps Rashi holds, and the Rambam holds, it's only when you have that status of Tam that you have to go through this process to transform it and to be Mechadish Moor. But if you never link into Tam, and by definition you have an ability to become a Tam, to become a Moor, on the first time, which Rashi and the Rambam clearly hold up, so then I never needed Chiddush HaTorah. Chiddush HaTorah is only those animals that are tam. To change them, there's a Seder HaKosu. There's a Halois, there's a transformation. And it's not about Umdunos. But Rashi and the Rambam held, but if you have a situation like an Ari, that it's never tam to begin with, and it's Mu'ud Mitchilosan, that's not a steer to Karen. And what, if you never registered in the Tom category, so then you don't need the Seder HaKosov to get out of it. That's the Machloikis, Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and the Rambam on the one hand, against Tosfos on the other hand. But Moreva Eboisai, what this teaches us is number one, fundamental Machloikis perhaps, what we're suggesting right now, about whether or not Karen is fundamentally linked to Tam. Can a Karen exist without a category called Tam? And number two, we see from the Divrei HaPnei Yehoshua, and according to his suggestion, that every word of Rashi was gold. And even if it's a two-word Rashi, there could be something so deep going on here that he is trying to answer and trying to circumvent and get around major kashas that other Rishonim were bothered by, just by the way he explained the Gemara with two words. Hava amina mechuberes, because of Rashi's formulation of understanding Karen is not automatically linked to a category called Tam, therefore I could have understood mechuberes de urchehu, even without linking it to other avos nezikin, to teach me how the Gemara had a Havamina, had a fleeting Havamina, that Mechuberes could be Mu'ud on the first time, because that's not a stira to Karen. Rabbi Yisai, we have just completed the sugya of Karen Plusha, Karen Mechuberes. Mirtz Hashem, we will go on to Mu'ud La'odim, have Mu'ud La'behema on Monday.